Hello there, it's List. Okay, so before anything else, let's talk about Patreon and what changes will happen. The core aspect of it, the core offerings will not change. You'll still get 8 audios every month. The early access audios, however, will be a little bit different. It could mean a safer Rick audio, a not safer Rick audio, an FRF audio, an F4NB audio, or any of the things that I just want to try out, an ASMR audio, etc. But the premium audios, the ones that are typically, you know, like exclusives, these will remain. The system will remain where a vote comes out, not a vote, but like a form gets given, a vote happens, and I make these 4 audios. What will be affected though is the scheduling of which, if you've noticed, I've been completely out of schedule for like 2 months now, and that's my bad. It's mostly because a lot of things are going on behind the scenes. So there's, for example, there's a thesis going on, there's my internship that's going on, and I didn't announce this anywhere else except on Discord and Twitter, so you might have missed it, but on a couple weeks ago I had a conversation with the CEO, and he basically agreed to keep me after my internship period, and that I would be taking up a completely new position that's badly needed in the company. And so that entails a lot of responsibilities, and we're not waiting for my internship period to end before I get to start working on those things, because it's imperative that they have, you know, this type of work done. And so that has meant that instead of like working on light stuff, light interny stuff, I've been doing work that's at the level of what a manager and associate would be doing, because I don't have a team. And I mean, I'm used to it. I've had to do that before in a previous startup where I had to develop an entirely new department and then grow it for a year, and then that's the only time I had like new people in startup life. What can you do? So this explains why I haven't been posting a lot, because I also have a cardinal rule, I guess. Did you say cardinal rule? But I also have a very firm rule that if I'm not in the mood, then I won't be recording. And usually I'm able to rely on myself to set periods where I will be in the mood and I will do the recording, but it's been a little off since I've had to transition to this position. And well, it's not a position yet, not until like, you know, I completely switch positions. So yeah, and if you're hearing a keyboard, that's my partner. We're working in our little office together because we're working from home. But I need to monitor some things at the office, or like I need to monitor some things at work, so I need to stay on my PC rather than record in a completely different room. Anyways, so that's that, right? It's been, so I think you can already see where this is going. Patreon, as you know, has been like an incredible source of income for me. Even before I moved to France, even before everything, really. I started Patreon mostly because I wanted to record more audios, and I was in an environment where basically I cannot record because the dogs were always barking, and I lived in a place where motorcycles were a thing, and if it's not that, then there's like roosters fucking crowing at midnight. And it's hard. It's been very hard. I had a little recording studio to make it work, but I live right next to an airport, so that can't really do much for it, especially because it was such an amateur piece of work that any audio engineering dude will just see this and it's like, it's not gonna do anything for you. But it did help me get into the mood to record, but whatever. And now, like, you know, like Patreon has been at the very beginning been used to just make audios and, you know, incorporate some savings to do big things like moving to France and taking up a master's degree here, and also to be with my partner who I also met on GWA, but he's pretty much retired now. Back in the, and he's been the one helping me edit stuff. But yeah, things have changed, and now that I'm expecting to be having a full-time job soon and, you know, getting paid an intern amount of money to do like a full-time job already, you can imagine how this would completely change my work here on the internet, I would say. Which brings me to what's going to be happening in the next couple of months. Next month, you know, we'll keep to the early access stuff and we'll keep to the premium audios. On November, when my internship period ends and I get to have 2 weeks of vacation, I get to... the early access audios will be changing into not safe for work stuff. So an early access audio could be anything, really, but definitely not like a ramble, not a low quality, easy to do type of thing, but safe for work audios, ASMR focused audios, sleep aids, not safe for work stuff could still be there, of course. FRF audios, you know, things that I'm just in the mood to make and not because they need to be not safe for work so that I can keep having more people visit this Patreon. But my premium audios will remain as, you know, not safe for work audios because that's what you guys come here for. And you'll have this, and I hope that you like the stuff that where you get to send out your ideas and we get to vote for those stuff and we get to, you know, we get to record it and have fun with it, etc. That's it. Outside of Patreon, however, as early as October, I will be posting less on Reddit. I will be probably taking down my website. Shame. Or just leave it there as like an extra, here's some information, blah, blah, blah. I will be continuing with the YouTube stuff, but it won't be scheduled. To be honest, I have never been able to keep to the schedule anyways. Twitch as well. There'll be less pressure on me to extra perform on Twitch, but I like doing Twitch, so it'll stay there. And I'm likely going to eventually, whether that's in November or anything else, be able to like schedule actual nights and days where I will do actual Twitch stuff and not like randomly on a Sunday just, hey, let's do Twitch. Especially when things lighten up for me, when the thesis disappears, etc. A couple of things that are also, you know, like happening for me. It's not really just because I'm having a full-time job. If you think about it, once my thesis is over and I have a full-time job, I should have, and it's not as insane as I used to have back in the Philippines, I should have some time, right? I should have some energy. But the reality of it, there's still a lot of work for me to do to really cement my long-term goals here in France. More importantly, I still need to actually work on my French, and personally, I think I've been very slow on it because I have a lot on my plate. I'm also finally going to be checking in with a therapist because of my mental health. This is why I've never seen myself doing this full time and making this my main source of income. Because creation in general, and not just sex work, right? Not just not safe for work stuff. Content creation in general and being a personality online, I don't think is sustainable. Especially for someone like me. I don't think it's sustainable for me. I don't think I think it'll take a long time before content creation becomes a sustainable thing. And so I've always imagined myself that I would be slowly fading this into less of a full-time thing and more of a hobby that I occasionally make money from, which I think will be happening in the next 6 months or maybe more than that. Now, you might be asking, okay, but what are you going to be doing with the extra income that you're receiving on Patreon? There are still a couple of things I need to wrap up in the Philippines so I'll be saving up money for that. And there are also a couple of things that I've been doing behind the scenes. I don't know if I should legally report these things, but I've been helping a school in the Philippines because they've been hit hard by the pandemic. A former advisor of mine, a former teacher of mine, has reached out to my class recently and to say that some of her best students are suffering, and the start of the school year has been tough on them already. Last year, it's already been near impossible, and that the fact that they have to continue school online is difficult. And this is a public school, and when you say public school, it might be very different for some of you, but a public school in the Philippines typically means there's no money. and students will often not have the equipment needed in order to do studies online. And some of the students, they don't even have a cell phone to use to connect to the internet to get their resources from their school and to study online and to learn online. They have to borrow from their neighbors or figure something out. And so I've been using some of my extra money to help them. And that's likely going to be a thing for me, because I think I personally feel very grateful for the things that I've, having come this far, just thanks to Patreon alone. And I think it's only right for me to pay it back or pay it forward to those who need it back home. And so that's what I've been, that's what I plan to do with with the additional income that I receive on Patreon, whatever that might look like in the future. If people suddenly decide, oh, well, if she's already receiving enough money because of her full-time job, which isn't happening yet, okay, that's going to happen by December. So hold your horses if you want to leave immediately, but also no hard feelings. So that's happening in December when I finally get to receive a full-time full-time salary. That's only happening in December, but I want to, hit the brakes a little bit for the next months. I'm going to be focusing on my mental health, my French, and my physical health as well. It's been tough on me. And because it's been tough on me mentally, it's showing itself. When your mental health is poor, there's a good chance your physical health is too. And that's been showing, signs have been showing for me. So I have to I have to start building myself for the future that I want. And that involves a lot of time and effort. And that also involves, a lot of work, a lot of time and effort for myself. And focusing on these things. I've been told I don't need to justify these things, but I feel like I do, especially since we've hit 100 patrons, and I feel like I need to come clean, and these are the things that are happening behind the scenes, especially because I don't talk about it a lot on Patreon itself. Mostly I talk about it on Twitter or on Discord. Another reason why this is all happening is because I'm a cousin of mine in the US has gone through a recent health scare, and she's just my age. And I would say that she's in a part of life where I would like to have what she has. recent mental scare, my thoughts are now like, if someone like her can get sick that quickly, then I need to start, you know, it certainly helped me gain perspective on what I have to do for my sake. And that's, it's very hard for me to admit this, even though I'm saying this with the straight, well, I'm stuttering a bit, but you know, it's hard for me to admit this, but it's something that I've been thinking about for a really long time now. And I never really know how to approach this, but last night I realized that I just have to say it. No form, no outline, no nothing. Just to say the things that I want to say and say the things that have been going on. I'm really grateful that I get to be in this position in my life, that I get to, you know, to proceed with a life without the hustle, the grind, etc. You know how many times I'm tired of people telling me like, oh, you're such an inspiration, you know, you hustle so hard, you grind so hard, you do so many things, and I don't want to be seen, I don't want to be perceived that way. I don't want people looking up to me because I work hard, because I overwork. I don't like this glorification of the hustle and the grind. But I understand how sometimes we have to, so that we can keep hustling and grinding and all of that. But I have been doing this for 10 years now. Like, Patreon is not just a new thing, like a new hustle for me. I've hustled for 10 years now, working 3 jobs, etc. So you have to understand how mentally exhausted I am of having to balance things all the fucking time. And I'm privileged. I see myself now as privileged, because soon I won't have to do that anymore, right? And I only get to do Patreon just for extra income, just to tie any loose ends. I say that as if I murdered someone, but you know, to tie any loose ends back home, pay any remaining debt, help out the people who I want to help out. I like that. That part I like. I still like making content, but just as a hobby. But just because I want to do it, just because it's easy, just because I can do it now without worrying about the next paycheck, without worrying about, can I afford the things I want to buy in my life in the future? Can I afford being able to do this, a lifestyle, or having a lifestyle that I want? I won't have to do that anymore. And that's good. And like, I'm excited, I'm grateful, and I am 100% thankful to everyone who has stuck with me since the very beginning, who has seen this insane ride, but I think it's time to slow this ride down. It's time to slow this roller coaster. I cannot believe, like, the people who have been here for so many times, you must have heard me say this so many times, like, it's a fucking roller coaster out here. I've been on this ride for too long, and I would like for things to slow down and do things sustainably and stick to just doing the things I like and not the things that I, you know, like advertising this stuff and being on Twitter and, oh my God, Twitter, being on Twitter and caring about what people say and all of these things. Making the content is not a problem. It's the admin work and the marketing work and the PR stuff, not even PR, really, like, that stuff is easy, but the fact that I have to also be aware of so many things, I have to be on point all the time, it's tiring. And every end of the month, every beginning of the month, I have to reassess my work. My work ethic, my workflow, and with every new thing, I have to look at my schedule, look at my time, figure out how to manage my energy. So yeah, I hope you're not being distracted by this man. Sorry, I just got my spring. But it helps to keep me grounded and like, okay, relax, bitch. And also like monitoring the thing I have to monitor. So yeah, I'm gonna make a statement eventually on Reddit, on my subreddit, on the website, on Discord, maybe even earlier on Discord because, you know, I'm most active there. There will be like a definition of what's going to happen. A timeline will be posted on along with this audio post on Patreon. And I'm gonna finish that today. I'm gonna post that today. But if you have any questions, you know, feel free to ask me on Patreon. Feel free to drop a comment. Feel free to say something. I'd like to hear from you guys, especially the ones who have been here for like the past couple months. I know I'm not always the most entertaining, the most approachable creator out there, and that's kind of fine with me because I have barely any energy left, but I would like to have a conversation with you guys. I would like to hear from you guys. So yeah, maybe just a little bit of an encouragement or to say, oh no, why are you doing this? I want to hear something, to read something, and some reassurance that it's going to be okay. Because this is a big move for me. Like, it's not happening yet, but I can already feel it, you know? I think I'm going to make more updates too. Just regular life stuff, so you guys know what's been going on. And yeah, things are going to proceed as normal with just a lot less bells and whistles and returning to a more organic, I say that, yeah, I think that's a good word for it, a more organic type of creation with less systems and less workflows and less looking into my Google Calendar and looking at my task list and more, hey guys, I made this. Do you like it? I think that's a good way. I think that's the best way to make stuff, really. To just go, hey guys, I made this. Do you like it? And yeah. So with that being said, I have to go dip now because this ramble has gone for far too long, as per usual. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love. Blessed. Mwah.